Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore, and Jen Christie is off tonight. She's with her daughter and enjoying some family time. So, stepping up and stepping in and being with us. Again, we are crossing dimensions and time zones and latitudes and oceans and everything. Stepping up and to be with us is, again, our lovely friend, Jivanda. Jivanda, are you there?
Hi, thank you for the intro. Yes, I'm here, Gary.
Thank you, darling, and thank you for staying up late to be with us tonight. So,
welcome.
How are you?
Yeah, today it was a bit of problem.
It was, yeah?
And actually, this evening I fell asleep on the sofa and some inner voice called me, "You have to do a radio show in time."
Well, it's a good thing it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this one is going to be a little bit different. This show, Jen Christie and I talked about this, doing this a couple of weeks ago. I missed a show a couple of weeks ago because I was asked to come and bless my friend's house that they were moving into. I'm going to give a little bit of a backstory about this. I am part Lakota, as you may or may not all well know, and Lakota Sioux Indian, Native American, and I carry a sacred pipe, and we're going to talk about the pipe tonight and even do a bit of a virtual ceremony with us tonight and kind of replicate the things that I do with this pipe and talk about the, you know, the seven, some of the seven sacred ceremonies that are, that surround the pipe and how I came to get the pipe and that sort of thing. So this is going to be a bit of a different show. That will be coming up here quite soon. But in the meantime, I guess to set the mood, we will, what do you want to do? We want to play a song and then do the candle ceremony?
Oh, yeah, that is fine with me. Yeah, good idea.
Okay. and then yeah, we'll begin and end. And what I would like everybody to do, and as this show progresses and as we progress into the ceremony, what I would like everyone to do is to set your intent, let your mind wander and let it fix upon what you would like to pray for. And because of the prayers, the pipe will be going around to everyone in this circle, everyone who is at this show, and also those of you listening in on the archives. This will work as well. And what you pray for will be so. And those listening live, feel free, please, to type your prayers into the chat room, and then Yvonne can read them aloud, and that will help to help in the manifesting of those prayers as well. So something to think about as we play the music, and we'll continue on from there. So I think to start things up, we're going to play some Enigma, Return to Innocence. And then, Yvonne, would you like to do candles after that?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Enigma.
Right now it's time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now, to bring your love and protection in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now, to bring your love and upliftment in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena. Please be with us now
in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the Archangel of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane.
Thank you, Jivanda. That felt really good. Okay.
Right. So, what do you want to proceed with?
Okay, I'd like to proceed with talking about the sacred pipe. The name, the word for the pipe in Lakota is Chanupa Waka, the sacred pipe.
Chanupa
Waka.
Wakan.
Wakan. Yeah.
Chanupa
Wakan. And it represents it represents the Christ energy to the Lakota people. And I'll show you, I'll point out the similarities there. The Chanupa Wakan, the sacred pipe, first came to the people by a woman. A woman brought the pipe to the people 19 generations ago, which is close to anyone's estimation was around the mid 1500s to the late 1600s in today's time, and it was brought to the people by a woman, and the people, the Lakota people, were originally a woodland tribe in America. And they were originally from around the Great Lakes area, Wisconsin, Minnesota area, and they were chased out into the Western Plains by another tribe. The other tribe was called the Ojibwe or the Chippewa, and they were basically a defeated, broken people by this point. The Lakotas were. Because they had lost their homeland. They had lost their land that they had known and learned how to survive in and live on. And they were out on this in this new country, the new part of the country, which is different from what they were accustomed to. And they were out trying to figure out how to live and how to survive in this. They were kind of a beaten, defeated people.
Ah, we lost you for a couple of seconds.
Oh,
but
okay.
You're back. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, they were a defeated people, and right around the time when they were, probably at their lowest, there were two brothers who were out hunting one day, and these two brothers were looking across the American prairie. Right, there was a lot of flat, dusty land. Right. And it's warm summer day, very hot, And they're looking across the prairie looking for something to hunt, looking for buffalo. And across the prairie they see a whirlwind, a tower of wind, dust being stirred up by the wind. And it was getting closer and closer to the people, to the brothers. And as it got closer, the whirlwind went away and there stood a woman. Beautiful woman dressed in white buckskin, and she was the most beautiful woman either one of them had ever seen, and long black hair with a beautiful white buckskin. And one brother said to the other brother, he says, I'm going to get that girl. I'm going to take her and make her my wife. So he was looking at her with lust in his heart, And the other brother said, no, she's Wakan. She's sacred, She should approach her with honor. Well, the first brother, he approached her with lust in his heart, and he was struck down immediately and turned into a pile of bones, right? And the second brother who saw this, he decided he was going to approach her with honor, and he approached her with honor, and she blessed him, and she had him take her to the chief at that time. The chief's name was Standing Hollow Horn. And he was the chief of the Lakota people back at that time, that particular brand of the Lakota people. And she came into their camp, and she met with the chief, and she explained, she showed the sacred pipe to the people and showed it to the chief, and she explained the seven sacred ceremonies that around the sacred pipe. And one of them is the sweat lodge, the inipi. Another one is the sun dance. Another one is the making of a woman, the rite of passage from woman, girlhood to womanhood, rite of passage from boyhood to manhood. Another one is the making of relatives or adopting of relatives, adopting a child or a relative. These were, you know, some of the sacred ceremonies she was talking about. And this represented, the people were saved. It was a kind of a salvation for his people because it picked them up spiritually and put them on a path and gave them direction in their lives once again. So that's why salvation, and she represented salvation. And after she was done explaining everything, she spent 4 days with the group. And at the end of 4 days, she rolled over four times on the ground and became a white buffalo calf. And then the white buffalo calf just went off into the distance and was gone. And she left behind the sacred pipe. Now, this sacred pipe still exists today. That was 19 generations ago. The pipe still exists. It's kept in a place called Green Grass on the Cheyenne River Reservation in South Dakota in the U.S. And it's watched over. It's kept by a man named Orville Looking Horse, who is the 19th generation keeper of the sacred Lakota pipe. And when he talks, I listen. He's a very wonderful man. I've actually met him, and I've never seen the pipe. Very few people have ever seen it, but he watches over it, and it's kind of become kind of like the Ark and the Covenants, you know, something very sacred object. So I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you again.
Okay.
So two times we lost you, your mic exploded, and then a couple of seconds we didn't hear you. But then the sound came back again. Yeah, it must be the sacred pipe.
It could be. Well, before I open the bundle containing the pipe, I'm going to light some sage and smoke up everything with some sage smoke. Do you do that? Do you light sage? Do you have that in Holland?
Well, yeah. Smudge. You know, when you want, yeah, smudging, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, some people do that, yes, here.
Okay.
It's not the common, only, you know, the people who know about what it does, can use it, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what it does is purifies the atmosphere. It clears away any negative energy, and purifies everything, and makes it kind of a sterile environment. And I purify the whole circle, and purify everyone in the circle, and purify ourselves. You know, you kind of wash with the smoke, kind of, and.
Good.
And then the sacred pipe comes out, and it's in two pieces. You know, I'll explain those pieces a little bit. It has a bowl and a stem. Now, the bowl is made from a stone that was gifted to me. It came to me, it was like a brick, looked like a brick. And it's about the same color as a brick, kind of a reddish kind of a stone. And it's very soft when you first get it, when it's first fresh. And it is found only in one place on Earth, and that is at Pipestone, Minnesota, in the U.S., where that stone is quarried. And it is only used in sacred Lakota pipes and other Indian pipes. The name of the stone is called Catlinite, named after Richard Catlin, who was an artist, and he first depicted the Lakota sacred pipes back in the early 1800s. And the stone was named after him, George Catlin, Catlinite. But anyway, this stone came to me in the form of a brick, and I shaped it using files and different tools, shaped it and formed it into the bowl of the sacred pipe. Now, if you look on the top of the show page, you'll see that picture of me holding the sacred pipe, and I made the bowl and the stem. Now, the stem is made of catlinite. The bowl is made from ash wood, and ash wood is the same wood that they use to make baseball bats out of. It's a very hard wood, and I also shape that into the stem of the pipe. And it's a whole process in making the pipe all in itself. It took me several months to make it. Once it was completed, then I had to take it out and fast and pray with it for 4 days, no food, no water, to activate this pipe. So it's been done all in a traditional Lakota way. Now, when the pipe's put together, the stem is inserted into the bowl, and that represents the sacred union, the sacred joining of male and female, divine male and divine female. Joining the pipe together, and once it's put together, then it becomes the sacred pipe. So as I put the two pieces together, which I'm going to do right now, I say Ushimalaya. Ushimalaya is like have mercy, okay. And now it's a whole pipe. Now what I do when I load the pipe, I bring in the medicine from the four directions. You know, we have medicine from the west and the north and then the east and the south. And each direction has good things coming from it all the time. From the west is the life-giving water, where the rainstorms come from. If you live in the American plains, most of the thunderstorms come from the west, and they bring the water, and that's what they say that. That's where the direction of water comes from. And you look to the north, and we look clockwise, okay? The way the sun moves around the horizon during the seasons. That's why you move clockwise around the circle, around the direction. And so you're looking clockwise to the north, and that's Wazieta, or the place where, in the time of winter time, where it's cold and the wind purifies and cleanses the earth. It's a place of strength and health and vigor and steady hands and clear eyes. That's the medicine from the north. And then turning to the east, the Weohiampa, that's a place where the rising sun and the morning star, starting over, new beginnings, that all comes from the east. And then the south, Itokagata, that's in the time of the summertime when the earth, everything is growing well from the earth. The earth is plentiful and abundant, and life is easy. That's the medicine from the south. And the south is also the direction they say that we are always facing. They say when we're born, we come out of the south, we walk through our life clockwise around the four directions, around the medicine wheel. And then when we die, we go back out the south. So that's why the elders always call this the direction that we're always facing. So anyway, I'm going to call it medicine from each direction be present in this pipe. And I take a little pinch of tobacco. It's tobacco. No other strange, drug or anything else is used in the sacred pipe, because tobacco is sacred to the Indians. So I take a little pinch of tobacco, and I smudge it. I put it over the sage first, And I hold it up to the west, and I say, Wech peata, wakien oyateke, ahitumapo. I pray that all the good medicine that comes from your direction be present in this pipe. There's always a place in this pipe for you. I put it in the pipe. And I take another pinch of tobacco and look to the north. I say, Waziata, tatanka oyateke, ahitumapo. I say, oh, north, buffalo people, look upon us. I pray that all the good things that comes from your direction to be present here in this pipe. There's always a place in this pipe for you. And I take another pinch of tobacco and smudge it, and I look, turn to the east, and I say, Weohiampa, sinte sapele oyateke, ahituapo. That's, oh, east, black-tailed deer people, look upon us. Pray that all the good medicine that comes from your direction to be present in this pipe, as there's always a place in this pipe for you. And I take another pinch and I offer to the south. I say, Ito kagata, wambli oyateke, ahitumapo. I say, O south, eagle people, look upon us. I pray that all the good things that come from your direction to be present in this pipe, there's always a place in this pipe for you. And I take another pinch and I look above my head and I hold it over my head and I say, Nawakatkia, Nawakatkia, Ahituapo. That's ever higher and ever higher, look upon us. I pray that you smile on us with your mercy and your grace. And I take another pinch and I point to the earth with it. And I say, Namakaina, Naushimaka, Ahituapo. That's Mother Earth and Grandmother Earth. Look upon us. We honor you. I put that in the pipe. And I take one last pinch. And 7 pinches of tobacco go in the pipe. One last pinch, and that's where all these directions intersect, and that is in our heart center. So when we walk in beauty and balance. And I say, Nahochoka, Wamligleshka, Ahituapo. That's old sacred center. Spotted eagle, look upon us. And now the pipe is loaded. And now I'm going to sing a song. Usually this song is sung while the pipe is being loaded simultaneously. This is the calling song. And what I'm doing is this is the sacred Opagi song, or the pipe loading ceremony song. And what the translation in English is, my friend, do it like this, my friend, do it like this, my friend, do it like this. If you do, your grandfather will come down to see you. When you sit down to begin the sacred ritual, remember me as you load the pipe. If you do, whatever you desire will come true. When you begin the ritual with this pipe, remember me when you load it. If you do this, what you pray for will be so. And then it repeats it. My friend, do it like this. My friend, do it like this. My friend, do it like this. If you do, your grandfather will see you. So I'm going to play the song now and sing. So I'll get my drum and go like this.
Hey, Chanuk
pece dexuia o patrio oi 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 chano pe da suia cinque e ele nuc pe oi cola le cele cioi cola le cele cioi cola le cele cioi ai ai chanu che mi son facela vare anuc stelo ai That's the first time I've ever sung that song on the air.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gary.
Okay. That's a very sacred song. That's wow. Well, yeah. Yeah, I was kind of doubled over, so it didn't, I don't know how well that sounded, but okay, now we're gonna light the pipe. So get it going here. How metakwiapi. Ampetu kile mechante eta woaglake. Naha na pechu zapino. Weach peata. Wakien oyateke. Ahita wapo. Waziata. Tatanka oyateke. Ahita wapo. Weohiampa. Sinte zapino oyateke. Ahita wapo. Itoka gata. Wambli oyateke. Ahitu wapo. Na wakatke na wakatke. Ahitu wapo. Na makaina na oshimaka. Ahitu wapo. Na ochoka. Wambli gleshka. Ahitu wapo. Na wichojo ni na okpila. Ia... Oyate oyase. It wicho jolina ok pila. La heche tuelo matako yase. And that's an opening prayer. I prayed for four directions. I prayed for health and help and whatever everybody else's prayers to be so. And then I passed the pipe clockwise to the next person. You can type whatever you pray for, and what you have to do is you hold the bowl in the left hand and the stem in the right, because the bowl is red, and they say that the bowl represents the blood of the people, and the left hand is closest to your heart, so that's why they say you hold the bowl with the left hand and the stem to the right, and whatever you pray for will be so. So Joseph Anthony Diaz, he prayed that he will be returned back to Puerto Rico safely. And just know and trust that prayer will be so. And you can feel free to ask for whatever you want and whatever you pray for. And you can type it in the chat room or say it out loud. Givanda, you can say it out loud if you wish. And we'll just send the pipe on around the circle. So mitakwe eriyasin. And that means all my relatives. And that's what we say when we pass the pipe. So whoever wishes to pray and wishes to say a prayer, make a prayer, feel free to do so. And also my friend Kristen, I had a specific prayer, and I pray for some very good things to come her way. and holding her in my prayers. And pray for everyone in this circle. I pray for everyone who is in this circle, everyone who listens to the show and the archives as well. And what you pray for will be so. Givanda and Brenda Joe and Empress 11 and Guest 1805 and Joseph Anthony Diaz and Mar Ali and Star Vexer, whatever you pray for will be so. Prayers for all humanity, happiness and love for me, my family, and my friends. We have Thanksgiving holiday coming up in the U.S. next Thursday, and pray that all everyone celebrating that holiday, that they experience the abundance and the beautiful giveaway spirit of the turkey. More joy and playfulness in the hearts of all. Amen, Mar Ali. Yeah, who dat? So, and I think maybe we could play a song while this is going on. Let me think.
A nice song, a thank you song.
Okay.
Do we have that?
Let's see. Because that is also one of the songs. I think Marika, her song, her Four Directions song was pretty good too. I think we'll play that.
Okay.
Because she's did such a beautiful version of it. I'm going to play it.
Weo peata, aitun wanyo, nitun kashila, aitun wanyang kelohe. Seki ayo, Hai tun wan yang keloe Vasiata ai tun wan yo Ni tun kasila ai tun wan yang keloe Seki ayo Ai tun wan yang kelohe. We ome yang pata, ai tun wan yo, ni tun kashila, ai tun wan yang kelohe. Seki ayo, Ai tun wan yang kelohe. Ito kahata, ai tun wan yo. Ni tun kashila, ai tun wan yang kelohe. Seki ayo. Ai tun wan yang kelohe. Wakatakia etun wan yo. Wakatanka hesia wan yang kelohe. Seki ayo. Ai tun wan yang kelohe. Makatakia etun wan yo. Nikun shikun hesia he yang kelohe. Seki ayo. Anohtan yunke yelo. Hey.
Thank you, Marika. I love that version.
Yeah.
That,
can you tell what she was singing?
Yes. Peata he tumayo is look to the west. Nitun kashila, your grandfather. He tu wayankelo. He's listening at you. Cheki ayo. Pray to him. Ahi tu wayankelo. He's listening to your prayers. And then it's basically the same thing. You turn to the north. Waziata, look to the north. Your grandfather is listening to you. Pray to him. He is there listening to your prayers. And then the north, east, south, above your head, Wakantanka, when she said, Wakatakia, hey, look above your head. The Great Spirit is listening to you. Pray to him. He's listening to you. And then the last verse is, Makatakia, etuwayo, Nikushiko is look down at your feet. Your grandmother is listening to you. Pray to her. She is there honoring you. So it's a little bit different. And that's actually a starting ceremony. It's a call, also a calling song. It calls all those medicines in from the directions. And it starts every ceremony, every single Lakota sweat ceremony, you know, Inipi, and every Sundance, every Uweepi, every house ceremony. It's all started by the Four Directions song. So, and that's another song that I typically sing when I do a pipe ceremony. But we had Marika sing it because, it's really an honor to have people like Marika and yourself. You know, you're all the way over in Holland, and, you know, here we are talking about a Native American thing that, you know, when I first started doing these ways, when I first came back to these ways, we had to do these, in secret. You know, we had to be out. We had, when we went out of the sweat lodges, we built the lodge. We built it out on the land, and we had to watch out for the sheriff. and watch out for the police. We had to dodge the sheriff and duck the police and not be seen and all these things just so we could go pray. And now here we are openly talking about it on the air internationally, all around the world. And I find that as absolutely nothing short of humbling. Just to be able to do that, I come from that, ducking the sheriff, and here we are openly talking about it now, which is wonderful.
It's kind of a miracle, eh? And we are all connected, it's mitakuye oyasin,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that phrase, mitakuye oyasi, that means mitakuye is relatives, oyasin is all, right? So it's relatives all, but it means it's all my relatives or all my relations. But the essence of the meaning is that we are all related. We're all related one to another. We are all connected this way and that way. And that's kind of my Uncle David Swallow, who we've done shows featuring David before, and he talks about that too. How the connection is we and that which surrounds us are not separate. We're connected with all of it. We're not just related one to each other as human beings, but we are related to everything else in our existence.
It's not only humankind but also the animals and the flora, fauna and earth. We are all related.
We are all related, yeah. And for a long time, I pondered that question, when I one of the things I prayed for and meditated over when I was, when I would go out on the land, you know, for the 4-day fast, was, you know, what is the meaning of that? What does that mean? What does that mean? We are all related. What does this mitakui yasin mean, you know? To find the meaning. And it's, the meaning comes in, it can be explained even scientifically. How you know, atomically, at the atomic level, we are related to it all. And how the Lakota had this thing in their creation stories. It's this essence called Dakushkanshka. And I'll type it in the chat room to and bear with me. Sorry about the dead air here for a moment. But that's the way it looks like when it's typed. But it's pronounced Dakushkanshka. And Dakushkanshka is loosely translated means the spirit of motion, right? And in the, according to the Lakota creation stories, in the beginning was Dakushkanshka. That was the what started everything. That was there before anything else. And Dakushkanshka created everything else. And everything possesses Dakushkanshka. It is in everything.
Dakushkanshka means movement or frequency or what is waves?
It means
or?
Motion. Motion.
Motion.
Yeah, the spirit of motion. Okay. Now you can look at a rock and they would say even that rock has Dakushkanshka, you know. And you look at that rock, well, it's not moving. It's not in motion. You know, how can this have, how can this be possessing Dakushkanshka? Well, if you look closer at the atomic level, it's filled with atoms whizzing around, right? And these atoms are moving very, very fast. So even the elders knew this back then, you know. And it's all, you know, all these figurative, right-brained, symbolic expressions have also their explanations in science. You know, those were some of the things that I pondered, you know, when I would go off in the, you know, do my fasts and that, those kind of things. So that's another level of mitakuye oyasin, is how we are all related. Because according to the quantum physicists and the scientists like that, they say our mind, everything is created by our mind. We cannot have a universe without mind entering into the picture. In fact, our mind is actually shaping the very things that we are experiencing. So our mind is creating it. So what it, so we manipulate these molecules and these atoms with our mind, according to the quantum physicists. So again, it's relation in how we are all related at those levels, you know. So yeah, these people were not as savage or ignorant as we may think, you know.
That is it was the ignorance of the people who you know, were so violently taking over. Of course, it's not, you know, that one time in America, but for you know, millions of years, people have done that, you know.
Not just America. Other places in the world too, you know.
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, so ignorant people, and we all have to become, you know, enlightened again about how these things work, and that we are all related, especially, and now we have this opportunity now to make the connection again, instead of, you know, following the ego path and abuse other people to enrich in ourselves. Yeah, it's just insane. But we all have to see that again, become aware of that again, that we are all related, and that we hurt ourselves when we hurt our neighbors, our family, because we are all family.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, whoever we reach out, we're starting to really learn this and starting to really understand this, and it's baffling a lot of people. You know that, you know, when they reach out and hit somebody, they themselves are the ones that go, ouch, you know. and there's a reason for that, and that's because we are all waking up, you know, and that's the beginning of the red and blue days. I'm going to talk a little bit about red and blue days for a second, too. Again, this is another white, right-brained, conceptual phrase that the Lakotas have always prayed for. They would say that at the end of the world, the sun would turn blue and the moon would turn red. And that was the red and blue days. Now, this was not the end of the world, but it was the beginning. Well, endings are always beginnings. When something ends, something else always begins. And what they were praying for was not the, you know, it was the praying for the end of the world or the end of their ignorance, the end of our ignorance and the beginning of our enlightenment. So that's the red and blue days they would always pray for. So that's kind of, it's kind of like that, you know, that's the red and blue days. The end of the world is the end of the world as we know it, and the beginning of our enlightenment. So we have a caller. Would you think we ought to bring them on?
Oh, do we? Do we have a caller? Yeah, of course.
Why don't we go ahead and bring them on? They're from 678 area code, and we'll bring them on. 678, you're on air. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
perfectly.
You can. Talk to us. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. My name is Carissa. I am in Georgia.
Hi, Carissa.
Hi, Carissa.
Yes, hello, and how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I had a question. It was something that I wanted you all to look at. Can you all do that?
Sure.
Okay. I'm facing some pretty substantial financial problems to the point where I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to keep my residence. I wanted to know if you all had any insight on the situation.
What you can do, because we are doing the sacred Lakota pipe ceremony, you can also pray for whatever you wish right now. It's a good thing you called, so you could pray if you wish to keep it.
And yes, I that. Do wish to keep it.
Mm-hmm. And what you pray for.
Because I don't have any other, you know, alternatives. Well, the other alternative is kind of a messed up, unhealthy living situation. I don't want to go back to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, Tinkashal is hearing you and listening to your prayers. So that's a good thing to pray for.
Okay.
Yeah, and hold that prayer in your heart, and hold it there as you go through your night, your evening tonight. And just keep it that way, and visualize it as if it is true, and that if it came true, and think about what that would look like and how that would feel, and you know, be in the place of already having it and being grateful for it as you go about your night when you go to sleep tonight, you know. So hold it that way, hold it in your heart. There's miracles happen when we pray with the pipe. I've seen so many miracles happen. So,
okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
You all don't do readings?
No, not on this show, not tonight.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
okay,
we
well,
do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. And consider
okay,
your
you.
Prayers, consider them so.
All right, thank you.
Well, that's wonderful that she called. Would you like to hear about Uncle David? And he's on here. Would you like to hear my uncle talking about some of the Lakota philosophy and Lakota prophecy?
Of course.
We played
is he with
you? Have it.
Oh, you have it as a recording?
Yes. It's
or
a,
is he with you?
He's right here. Hold on.
Okay.
Our intentions are to put a seed in everyone, to get ready for the new era to come. You are search for the spirituality, and you are hunger for spirituality, and you are thirst for the spirituality. And many things have gone wrong today. We start from the child abuse to child neglect, spouse abuse, elderly abuse, and abuse of one another and abusing yourself. And that is the sign where it says you heard the voices of the children cry. See? So we are in that era right now. You know, I think we're at the end of it. And the next thing he saw, he said he's seen a huge light, a flash in the sky. And day become brighter than day, he said. And charcoal and ashes fall from sky and cover the earth, he said. And the next day, there was a new beginning because he's seen new grass grow and the water is clear, he said. And this time, he only see God's children playing down there, he said. Okay, these are some of the prophecies that Crazy Horse seen. And we have compared many of these to other tribes, and they're similar. And it is coming. And it's going to be here soon. And there we talked about these things. Where to go into the sacred places. You know, take the people to the sacred places, because we no longer have leaders. We have spiritual leaders. See? But we no longer have some proclaim to be chiefs and warriors, but when a time comes like this, they're going to need a wise man to lead them. And the wise man that's going to lead them is this man is going to have contact with the spirits and the spiritual world. See? Because it is a spiritual thing that's going to take place. I see a new day. I see a land without illusions. I see only good in the future generations. See? Because 2012 and 13 is just right in the front door. See? And when that comes, ain't nobody in the world can do nothing about it. Nobody. In the spirit world, we're all connected, see? So those of that that do the work out there and never come, and nobody never sees them, but they're still in connection. It is their work, it is their spirits that has brought together, you know. In the, we call it, in the Lakota, we call the fire that generates life, see? Peta wichoichake oihanke wanicha. It's no ending like that. Fire that generates life was not an end. And these elders, you know, what do you wanna, however you want to address them, you know, medicine men, holy men, elders, you know, they're all working for the spirit. Up, above, around, you know, the ground, the spirit of everything that is. See? They're all working for them. So they're all connected. But it is the people that are not connected. See? And that is the importance to the spiritual community. The spiritual community, we know it is important because we need to get these, like earlier, we need to get the seed inside of them so that seed will grow. See? And then everybody will be aware of what's going on. We live in this mainstream society, the American society, that is a place in a world of illusions. See? Everything you have and everything that's been technology, that's all illusion. Because you have to follow certain laws to live by that. See? Certain laws. And in the spirit world, you don't have those. You want to fly, you have to get in the airplane. In the spirit world, you don't have to get in the airplane. See? When you want to fly, you will fly like that. But all these governments that all around the world are pretending to be governments and try to play the role of a god is about to come to an end. Hello. The role of a man back in the days, it was to support and protect and to respect all living things. Grandpa always tells me, do not kill your enemy with hate. Kill your enemy with a good heart. Then you both will go to heaven. But if you have hate, then hate is evil. But today, being a man, some mistook it. Muscles to fight. You know. Lots of money. Lots of material things. How many women do you have? They thought that was a man's way. No, that's not the man way, you know. I'm hoping every young man take care of their wives, take care of their kids, and today we don't go hunting, so have a job, you know. And the teepee is a house that you gotta live in, you know. I hope they could have one, you know. Today, in this society, this seventh generation, it is pretty hard because alcohol, drugs, money, the economic thing, you know. We're living in a strange world at home. Pollution begins up here in the mind, and then contamination begins. See? So when that pollution get into that, the TV, the radio, the books, pornography, everything. There's a role for a man and there's a role for a woman. And somewhere down the good road, we both crisscross or lost connection. So a long time ago, a good parent, mother raises the child, tell the stories, sings until a certain age. Then the father began to teach him, you know. If it's a female, then the mother and then the grandmas began to teach her of life, you know. I've seen a lot of my grandchildren without their mother, without their fathers. And it is pretty hard. It is hard. Like my grandfather said, this seventh generation is going to be hard. And it is. It is hard. I'm living with the seventh generation. Today, what I want to see is I want parents to take care of their kids. Talk to their children. Discipline them with love, not hatred. You know, when you spank a kid, that's hatred. When a child hurts himself, do something wrong, then they sit him down and tell him in a nice way. That's the Lakota way. Our grandfathers and their grandfathers and so on, they did this thing. That's why nothing's been disturbed inside the head, you know. Nothing's been disturbing their little spirits, see. So they grow up like how they're supposed to grow up. You know? There is no room for fear. My father never spanked me. He might raise his voice to me at least 4 times that I can remember. My mother never spanked me. Never. My grandfather, if I do something wrong and hurt myself, then he says, Grandpa, Takoza, I missed that. Can you go do it again? See? See? Then I said, no. Grandpa, can't you understand that I hurt myself? Yeah, I understand, but I didn't see you do it. And I don't do that again, you know. See? So the discipline is way different, you know. In order to be an elder, you gotta live a good life, you know. No alcohol, no drugs, no lying, no hatred, no fight, no violence, you know. You gotta have respect for the little ones and the women. You know, it doesn't change from yesterday and today, because our elders, what they taught me is what I carry today. See? But today is a little tougher because we're living in several different worlds. And if there's no wise elders, how would you feel you see a grandfather passed out or drinking? How would you feel when you see a grandmother sitting there all drunk and using profane language? We have to look for a strong leader. That's what I said. Young man, strong leaders, and wise elders makes the nation healthy. A holy man, they communicate with the earth and everything. A spiritual leader is like a teacher. See? He's going to bring you in, teach you these things and how to approach and how not to do these things. And all this is a spiritual leader. Bad medicine is a white man word. Each one of us, we have our own language. And in our own language, there's no bad medicine. See? But the white man wants to missionary schools. The bureaucrats, they want us to believe that, so they formed a word called the bad medicine and curse. Black magic. Us guys, we never raped no young boys. We train our young boys with knowledge and wisdom. We train our young boys to how to use the knife to go dig their herbs. We train or talk to young man's about songs and how to make the drum, how to make the drumstick and the staff, the meaning of the eagle feathers. Well, what did these Catholic people, these church people, what did they do? You heard it on the news. And still people are blindly following their ways. My advice, come back. I didn't say quit your house and cars and your TVs. I said come back. See? Come back. Put your feet, take your shoes off. Feel the earth. Feel the grass. Feel the water. Feel the air. At night, look up and see your ancestors in the sky. You become a whole person again that way.
And that was my Uncle David Swallow in some of his philosophy and some of his teachings.
Very nice. You know, very clear.
And there were some other questions about the sacred pipe and the similarity of the pipe in Christ.
Yeah.
And I'll get into that a little bit. First of all, Christ represents salvation and represents anointed sacredness, and the simple spiritual truth. That's what Christ pretty much represents, right? And the pipe, the sacred pipe, is the same way. It's the salvation of people, the salvation of the Indian people. And what you pray for will be so. It's a very sacred thing, similar to, say, the communion chalice. It's kind of like that. It represents the salvation of the people at the beginning when the pipe first came to the people. It represents, because it, they attribute the advent of the pipe coming to them, to their salvation, this would save them and taught them how to survive and live on their new place out in the American plains. That's one aspect of it. But the, another aspect is how what you pray for will be so when you put your, you know, trust in the Spirit, whether you call it Christ or the pipe or whatever you may call it, your understanding of that Spirit, how our lives change and how our perspective changes. And suddenly we're given new power, new insight, new inspiration, new abilities to do it, basically just turning it over and trusting Spirit, trusting God, Christ, whatever you however you define it. This is where the sacred pipe and the Christ interviews is similar. So it's kind of like that.
Ask and it is given.
Ask and it is given, right.
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice thing to do it in a circle, you know, with a group of people and hand the pipe from one to one to
mm-hmm.
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
mm-hmm.
I liked it, the idea very much.
Yes, and it goes around the entire circle. And everyone gets to pray with it. And the idea is you take a puff of smoke from the pipe and then you let your prayer out on the smoke. And the smoke carries your prayer to heaven. So God can listen. It's kind of like that.
Very nice. Very nice image. The smoke carries your asking to the heavens, and it is given.
Mm-hmm. Right. Smoke, a lot of people say they've seen spirit, they've seen ghosts, if you will, spirits, wanagis. Lakotas would call them wanagi. And I've seen them in ceremonies and stuff, and they look like smoke. So basically, we're kind of made of smoke.
It comes back to the motion again, you know. We're all motion.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your word in Indian for it?
Dakushkashka.
Oh, yeah. Dakushkashka.
Yeah. The spirit of motion. And that's in everything. Everything. Not just
mm-hmm.
on this earth, but everywhere. So we're related to it all. We're star stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 4 minutes left in the show.
I see that.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Giovanna, for being with me. And
well, thank you for enlightening us tonight, Gary, with your story about pipe and sharing doing the pipe ceremony with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for, I hope you understood some of it, and whatever you pray for all of you, everyone, your prayers will be answered in a very good way. So, Eche tu elo metaku ye riasi. Eche tu elo means Eche tu elo means it is so indeed. Metaku ye riasi. We are all related. So, I think we ought to go out with a little bit of the music. What do you think?
Good. Yeah. Do you have something in mind?
Huh? I've got a drum song, the drum battle.
Oh,
it's a little bit longer, but we're going to play it and just say goodnight and go out tribal. Let's go get tribal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Giovanna. No. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening and joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Next week, Jean will be here again.
Yes. Yay!
Okay.
Thank you for filling in. Thank you, Giovanna. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
I love you all. Good night.